Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Vayakhel. Tavshin Pehe, just scheduling note, next week, Beth Hashem, there'll be a shiur on Pekudei, and then the following week will be the Haggadah shiur. So there won't be a shiur on Vayikra or Tzav. So again, it'll be this week, Vayakhel, Pekudei, and then the Haggadah shiur the following week. Okay, so let's start off with something small, and then we'll get back to the beginning of the Parsha. Later on in the Parsha, we have, of course, we have the Mishkan repeated again. We have Truman Tetzaveh, that was the V'yasisa, you shall do, the Tzivui HaMishkan, while the Parshios of Vayakhel Pekudei are the Vaya'asu. Vaya'asu, and they did it, then they did it, down to the last thread and stone, exactly what they were supposed to do. So towards the end of the Parsha, in Perek Lamed Ches, the Pasuk talks about the Maros Hatzovos, right? The Maros Hatzovos, the mirrors that the kiyar was made from. Vayas es hakiyar nechoshes, v'skano nechoshes, right? Singular, Betzalel, Ahaliyav, they made the kiyar and the kano, the base of the kiyar, bimaros hatsovos, with the mirrors. Asher tzovo pesach alamoed. Rashi quotes the mirrors were from the women, Moshe didn't want to take them, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu says to take them. But if you look in the source number one, from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, says the quotes from the Magid and Mezrich. Source number one. Amagad Mezrich Hayomer. Sarech kal adam leros es hazulas kiri. We have to see everyone around us like a mirror. Kishem shahari mishakef le'inav etz tzate hakiur shalo. Just like a mirror, I see my impurities and my imperfections by looking in the mirror. Kach gam beroso es hachasronos hazulas. When I see missing and lacks in other people, I have to realize I'm looking in the mirror. Alav lahavchin bahem gam eitzel atzmo. V'lo mod mizek eitzel l'salkam. If I see a fault in someone else, I'm really looking in the mirror. And therefore, I got to work on that fault myself. V'zeo pirusha shel ha'mamar ezu chacham halo bibi kol adam. And that's what the bishop says in Pirkei Avos. Right? If somebody who's wise, you learn from somebody. You learn from someone else what your own faults are. Because if you see someone else with faults, it's probably, you know, we're looking in the mirror. Lefichach, and that is why kasher bo akonim litol yadim. Every time the kohanim are about to do the avoda, and every morning, and we have to think about that. Maybe one of the three reasons we wash our hands every morning, metilas yadayim, is because we're like a kohen. The Rashba writes in Teshuvah, we're like a kohen that washes his hands and feet from the in the morning before avoda, because we're about to do our avoda. So kasher bo akonim litol yadayim v'ragleim lefnei avoda. When the kohanim come to wash their hands and feet, it's not just washing the physical, but it's washing from any spiritual dirt since the last time. The kiyar reminded them. They washed and they looked in the kiyar and it reflected. And, you know, I see a mirror. Ki kidei lahavchin b'chesronas atzmam alem l'shkafes bezulas. I have to recognize that when I look at others and find faults, those are my faults. We can't just look at ourselves and see the faults because we don't see any faults in ourselves, right? Until we look in a mirror, right? We think of ourselves as mushlam, and then all of a sudden we look in the mirror and we'll see something is the problem. So when we look at other people and see faults, we have to realize that, you know, hiskoshishu v'koshu, as the Pasuk says in Sfanya. Kshodatz b'cha v'achar kach kshod acherim. Right? First, we have to work on ourselves. We'll only look at ourselves. We're not going to find anything wrong. So we got to look at others, which we do, and then apply those faults to ourselves and do what we can. That's what the Kohen does every time he's about to do the avodah. Okay, now let's get back to the beginning. So Vayakhel starts off, as we know, the second time that we have the juxtaposition of the Mishkan and Shabbos. Right? We had in Kisisa, we had the Mishkan, we had Truma Tetzaveh was the Mishkan, at the beginning of Kisisa was Shabbos. And then here we have Shabbos and then the Mishkan. Right? Shabbos is first, as we know Rashi tells us, to teach us that the Binyan HaMishkan is not Docha Shabbos. Shabbos takes precedence. So if you look in the Ela HaDvarim, Rav Schlesinger discusses why Dafka these two were said right now. He quotes Rashi, beginning of the Parsha, the first Rashi in the Parsha, Vayakhel Moshe. When did Moshe gather Bnei Yisrael to teach them about Shabbos and the Mishkan? Mimachras Yom HaKippurim, on the day after Yom Kippur. Sheklomar B'yalav Petishrei, right? Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second Luchos on Yom Kippur. And then the next day, he starts announcing and discussing and giving shiur about Shabbos and the Mishkan. Bo nene Hashem l'Moshe v'solach al chayte egel. Miyad achar shiyarad mihar Sinai, when he went out from Sinai, makil Moshe esbrei kol Yisrael. He gathers them. U'mosel lahem, kamo divuach al divrei Hashem elav, ba'osam yabim, arboam yom ha'achronim. Right, what did you learn in these last 40 days? When you were up with HaKadosh Baruch. So explains the Eilat Varm. Kfar Parsha Kodemes, his Vadanu, Lamaisi Moshe Rabbeinu. We already knew from the last Parsha. V'lach Ora, Ha'igon Omer, Shes Advarim Halalu, Ubalo Marli Yisrael. Right, what should he maybe what we would have expected him to discuss? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis. He gives you another set of luchos, how wonderful we have to feel, and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachamim. And yet, we have Shabbos and the Mishkan. A lot of details about halacha. What's the message? What was he trying to convey? Hashem through Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the message? Skip down to line 18. Hinei maiso egel garam l'mashber amok v'chamur b'nafsho shalom Yisrael. We have to realize that Chayte Egel caused a tremendous mashber, a crisis. There was a terrible crisis going on in Am Yisrael after the Chayte Egel. What was going on? Rashi, first of all, Eich nase maise kochomer mamish solach lekabalas haTorah. Maybe they thought to themselves, what did we do? How did we do that? How are we ever going to survive? If right after, 40 days after Maisa, Maimon Har Sinai, we fell so badly, so deeply, do we ever have any hope? Like, how did we do that? What happened? Number one. Number two, Shainis, they're thinking back about what happened. How did they do the Egel? Hargu Eschur, they killed a Navi. They killed Chur. When Chur got up to say, don't do it, wait for Moshe, they killed him. Miriam's son. Navi Hashem. Shasiyah Moshe Latzalas Am Yisrael B'Melchamas Amalek. He was one of the ones that held up Moshe's hands. Aaron V'chur, the end of B'Shalach. So that's depressing. This is what they did. They're looking back at their Chatoim. Shloshes Alav Emish Nergo Ayidei B'nei Levi. 3,000 people were killed. V'lostam Hariga. Not just Stam, but it was by their relatives. Rabban Basim Gavashkas Amayim. Other people died through Magefa. The Shechina said, I'm leaving. I'm going to send a Shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to put his tent outside the Machane. It was a hard time. It was a difficult time. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to give them something. Maybe give them something to teach them how it shouldn't happen again. Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar LaMoshe Salachti Kidvarecha. That's true, Rabbeinu Bachai. But how do we deal? So, Vinira Lomar, skipping to line 36. Shezos Ratzah Moshe Rabbeinu Lahavir Kemeser Bosa His Kalus Al Mimach Barzim HaKippurim. This is the message. The message that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them as chizuk for future generations. Ayde Limun Musar Haskel Men HaShabbos U'Men HaMishkan. Shabbos and the Mishkan is what is going to save you in the future. Umehem gam yachad heichlo l'shagos chas v'shalom yoser b'maisav chumar kolkach. How do they help? How does Shabbos and the Mishkan help? And what's the connection between the two? So he says, let's go to another question. Let's go to another question. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, in the sixth parak, second to last line, b'chol yom v'yom bas kol yotzeis mehar choreif. Every day there is a heavenly voice, a basko that goes out from Har Chorev and screams the Machrezes v'Omeres Oy lahem lebrios mi'albona shel Torah. Woe to the people and creations, mi'albona shel Torah. Woe to the the embarrassment of Torah, mi'albona shel Torah. V'tzarach lahavin, says the El Hadvarim Mativa v'Tachlisa shel Osa. Baskol, right? Many mefarshim ask, what kind of baskol is there? Right? A baskol? I didn't hear a baskol this morning. Right? What kind of baskol? Me'achar v'roba anashim yinichom l'shmozo. What's the purpose? What's the point of the baskol if we never hear it? Kol Yehudi says, he quotes, Amar ha'kach ha'kodesh yisol ha'bal shem tov. The Baal Shem Tov says, no. Kol Yehudi ba'olam shomeas ha'kruz shel ha'baskol. Every Jew in the world does and deep down in a certain place sees the basko, hears the basko. The imki efshar lishmoas abasko, baznaim gashmios, even though my physical ears cannot hear it, Hare she'efshar luklo rosa bepnimis libo. My neshama hears it. My neshama hears the bas kol. Ki kol Yehudi, she'esh lo b'meshach hayom, afilu l'rega kat. If you feel one little moment of inspiration throughout the day, you hear a thought, you had a moment in davening, something throughout the day that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's because of the bas kol. Hare ze machbas ha'kruz shel bas kol. That's the Baal Shem Tov. Klomar. Habasko she yotzeis mi archorev pirusha, the basko that goes out from archorev, hirure tshuva, right? That's the, when a person is inspired, that's the basko. So now he quotes from Pinchas Friedman. Da aleinu ladas, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'orer es ha'adam, lo rak be'emsos hirure tshuva belev, elagam be'ikar al yedei ha'ma'asim ha'iru'im, ha'sovavim otanu b'chal shav v'chal rega. Hashem talks to us in ways that maybe we don't understand, that we don't appreciate. Hashem is talking to us all day. Right? The bas kol is the bas kol, but the bas kol is coming out through anything that happens to us. Shari mikivan sh'anu yodim u'ma'aminim ki'en shum irua ba'olam. Since we believe that there's nothing happenstance, there's nothing that just happens in the world, katano gadol, there's nothing that happens without hashkacha v'akadosh baruch hu imkein. Kasher nizbonin heitev b'chol advarim asher over malenu tamin. When we think about everything that happens to us and around us, that's the bas kol. Nuchal lehisover al yadam la'avodes Hashem. We just have to have our ears open, be awakened. Why did Hashem just put that into my path? Right? Why did I need to see that? Right? Why is it? You know, and if I see somebody else doing something wrong, like we just saw from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, what am I doing wrong in that area? Vizeo Shamar Chazal. And that's what Chazal tells us at the beginning of Brachas. Emro Adam Shisurim Boyin Olam Yifash Mish B'Maisav. Right? Whatever happens, we have to try to focus and bring it in. And then he quotes from Rabbi Tzadok. Kolen Yani Ha'olam V'Cholen Yifram Askirim Adam Shish Borei. Everything in the world reminds us. Look at the sun and the moon. Look at everything around us. And if we have our eyes open and our ears ready to listen, then we'll see and we'll recognize that there's a borei. Kol olam kulo nivra el bishvil zeh v'chulu. So everything that happens to us is the bas kol in a different form. V'kashen is bonin od line 21. Nimsa shekol hamaisim shekorim lanu. Everything that happens to us, heim diburim shakadosh baruch hu medaber eleinu be'emsa usam. Everything that happens to us, it is dibur. It is Hashem talking to us. Shrei dibur shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu einu kidibur basar adam. Because after all, dibur of Hashem is not like people dibur. Hashem is not going to like talk to us and say, hey, how you doing? But Hashem talks to us. B'yosha dibur shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadish miyatzer. Right? B'dvar Hashem shamayim nasu. Hashem speaks and the world is created. Right? So it's a different type of speech. So we just have to open up our hearing abilities a little more. That's the chova hu mutalas aleinu. The problem is, we don't hear. The problem is, there's so much noise outside that blocks our hearing. Skipping down. Ba'avonoseinu harabim, ha'adamu kol kach asuk v'tarud, l'malei etzarchi aguf, b'nyani olam hazeh. We're so involved in our needs and maybe even sometimes things that we have to do. Right, life. We're so involved in life, there's so much noise in our life that we don't hear the bas kol. Ad she'ein lo es ha'efsharus lehisbonein v'lishmo es kol shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamadaber elav kol hazman. Sometimes we don't hear it when Hashem is trying to talk to us. Kemo she'amru, right, like Chazal say, shrei kali lo mishtami. We don't hear two sounds, shrei kali, like by shofar. If I hear the noise of life and the noise of the bas kol, right, we're not going to hear it. Im adam u'asuk l'shmo es kolo shel aguf sheni yodeh sova v'doresh kol zman ovod. And if we're focused on the physical noise around us, then we're not going to hear the bas kol. We're not going to hear it. Then he even quotes the Gemara in Erechin and Daf Tezayin, what Yisurin is defined as, Adhechan tachlis Yisurin. Right, what's Yisurin? Not just serious Yisurin. If I reach into my pocket and I take out a coin A instead of coin B, I wanted to give coin B to the Ani. I picked up coin A, I have to put coin A back in my pocket, I pick up coin B, that's Yisurin. I put my shirt on and I put the wrong arm in. That's Yisurin. That's Yisurin. Halavai, that should be the worst Yisurin. But what does that mean? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us through putting on the shirt. And the Baal Shem Tov says, that's what we have to try to do. Right?
There's
nothing evil that comes out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Eicha says. Right? Everything. But our job is to quiet the noise. To quiet the noise in order to be able to hear the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. And he says, maybe that's beautiful. A drush on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the first parak, where what does Shimon ben Gamliel say? Kol yamai gadalti ben achachamim, v'lo batzasi l'gufto mishtika. There's nothing better than being quiet. It's a pashup shah, that means don't talk so much. V'lo batzasi l'gufto mishtika, for myself. See, he says, no, maybe it means being quiet to try to be mashtik all the noise around me, to be able to hear the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to me. V'inyan mashit is bayar, she HaKadosh Baruch Hu mabia es ritzono, Hashem expresses his ratzon through what's going on in the world. Right? Because we're involved in the world, and it could be things that we have to do. Shopping, and just stuff that we have to take care of. There's so much noise from the Olam Hazeh stuff in my life. We can't hear the Dibur of Hashem. What's the Eitzah HaYeutzah? Lahashtik es haguf. To quiet the guf. To quiet the physical stuff going on around me as much as I can, in order to allow the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu come through. So that's the pshat of the Baskal. What does it have to do with this? What are we bringing this here for? So now, turning the page to source number 4. Now we come back to our parsha. These are Moshe Rabbeinu now, when he realizes Chet Egel, and this all sin, including Chet Egel, comes from not hearing the Baskal. Not hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling out to Am Yisrael and to us. So there are two strategies to help quiet the noise. Number one is in time, and then number two is in place. Number one is in time. B'meshach kol ha-shavua. The whole week, during weekdays, it's much noisier. It's much noisier. Kasher adam tarid ba'sakav, u'binyani gufo v'olam hazeh, v'hakol b'kol rash gadol. Bilti afshari. And if he's saying this earlier, I would say there's never been a time in the history of the world that there's been more noise. Right? We have noise in our pockets. Right? If we never had noise in our pockets. Yet at least it was connected to the wall. Now we have so much, we have nonstop. That's Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shabbos Kodesh. Minatekas oso mikol chomer v'geshem. Minatekas oso mikol inyani olam hazeh. Shabbos gam ha'achila. Even the physical is a mitzvah. That's the Neshama Yaseira. Shabbos is a time to zero in, that everything else is quiet so we could hear the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's in time, but also in space, the Mishkan. The Mishkan. Go to your makom of Kedusha. And you could expand this, obviously, to Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. Kasher Adam Nimsa Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, V'minutak. Mikol inyani olam hazeh, we're disconnected. V'kula kasher l'tfila, v'torah v'lachesed, shama makom sheyachol gam lahazin l'divrei Hashem, u'lahavin ma Hashem rotzeh mimenu. That's the place. So Moshe is giving them, dafke, in this difficult state, post-Egel, let me give you a secret. To always be plugged in. To always quiet the world. V'lamatzasi guftov ela hashtika. Shtika, there's nothing better than that, because then you could hear the Dvar Hashem, that's Shabbos, and that's the Mishkan. Okay. Moving right along, another idea relating to Shabbos and the Mishkan from Reb Nevenzahl. Reb Nevenzahl, as we know, Shabbos is learned out from the Mishkan based on these juxtapositions. Right? How do we know what's a malacha on Shabbos? Losasa ko malacha. You know it from Mishkan, right? Twice. Both Shubat Desave Kisisa and Vayakab Akude is put next to each other to teach me that what they did in the Mishkan I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos. Right? That's the din, as we know, the Lamentes Malachas. Says Rav Nevenzahl, line 9. Biyadua, shahamitalto chayfetz birshus rabim l'shabbos. If somebody does one of the malachas, meaning he's betalto l'chayfetz, he moves an item from in rishus rabim, dalet amos on Shabbos, yischayev al kach rak im bitza gam akira v'anacha. Only if there is an uprooting, an akira, and a putting down a hanacha. Those are ingredients for the malacha. Akira haynu l'kichas chavis b'makom bo hayenoch kodem atiltol, picking it up. V'anacha, hanachas hachavis b'tom atiltol, putting it down. putting it back into a space of non-movement. But even with that, it's only if there's a machshava, hamachayevus. Machshava plays a central role in Hilchos Shabbos. And says Rav Nevenzal, Atziras, line 17, let's go to, right? Why did a person stop in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with his item? He stopped. No. There's different types of stopping. Atziras ha'adam techashiv kahanacha, b'tnai she'es kavin lafush. If a person's carrying a load and they stop in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because they need to rest, lafush, then that's a stoppage. That's a hakira and a hanacha, and that's the malacha. What if I stop just to fix the bundle which is falling off my shoulder? And I just need to fix it for a second. That's not called a stopping. That's not called a stopping in halacha. Right? I would rather not stop. I just had to do it because I had to fix it. The kachi tachin, says Rav Nevenzal, it could be that there's an onlooker that's watching two people do the same exact action, and one of them is going to be chayav, one of them is going to be putter. One of them is there to rest. The other one is there to just fix it on his shoulder. Right? You see them both doing the same thing, but you can't tell what's in their hearts. And there's a difference. The omed lafush, the one who stood to rest, is going to be chayev. The one who stood to just fix it on his back is going to be punter. So it's the same exact act, but only one's going to be chayav, one's going to be putter, because machshava plays such a role. And he says now on the next page, "V'nira elani as daiti shele'itim ha'hevdo bein lafush v'lakatef eino nitan klal avchana." Right? Sometimes you can see the difference what the person's doing if he's just resting or fixing it, but sometimes you can't. Right? What happens? He says, if two people are walking and they come to a place where there are cars and they have to stop. And they have to stop, so they both stop. Is that called a stoppage? Hanacha? Amida samze halachalutin. Ish be'ameno masader be'intayim es hamasa al ktefo. They're both stopping and they're both not moving. Is that omid lafush? Is that right? This, how do you define that? If they're not fixing anything, but they're not taking a rest. So I call tali b'machshavasam. Says Rav Nevenzal, depends. If somebody says, "Oh, I want to go. Why can't I go? Why is that car here?" That's not called a stoppage, because he wished he didn't have to stop. He continues. He doesn't want to stop. Right? He's just stopping. He doesn't get hit by the car, but he really doesn't want to stop. But the other friend that sees the car pass, he's like, "Oh, good. I needed a rest, so then that would be considered a rest. So it's very, you can't tell the difference. But that's what machshava does. And not only your machshava, even somebody else's machshava, says Rav Nevenzal. And you'll see where he's going with this. El Yonas HaMachshava, on the bottom right now. He says, the malacha of matir, the malacha of untying. Right? The malacha of untying is only if I untie a kesher shel kayama. A permanent knot. I'm not getting into details of what exactly is a permanent, not permanent now, but conceptually, only a permanent knot. So Reuven and Shimon, Hitiruk Sharm B'Shabbos, Reuven and Shimon both untie a kesher on Shabbos. The same exact looking kesher. Guess what? One of them is going to be chayav, one of them is going to be putter. Because one of them, the person who tied it, had in mind that it should be shel kayama, and the other ones didn't have that in mind. So even somebody else's machshava plays a role in my chiyuv. That's unbelievable, says Rav Nevenzal now on the left side. Hine lanu, shegam kasher hamalacha isa shaveh. My thought was the same. V'gam machsheves ha'osim ha'isa shaveh, because os yitachein, v'yeh b'neim hevdol tahumi, b'shem machshevasam shalachemim. This is all because of the focus and the ingredient of, as it says in the beginning of the parsha, melechas machsheves asra Torah. The katz of melechas machsheves. Right, Shabbos, Melechas Machsheves. It's amazing that it doesn't say those words anywhere in Maseches Shabbos and Bavli or Yerushalmi. Right, it's in other Maseches, like he quotes it here from Beis Yud Gimel. Lefi Hashkafas HaTorah, V'kach Rotz HaTorah Shenira Gam Anu Es HaMetzias. The Torah wants us to see the reality that the thought and the machshava plays a major role in the defining of the act. Yes, of course, you have to do the act. You can't just think about it. Right? It's the maisa and the machshava. And if that's true regarding Shabbos, well, what's the whole source of this idea? Rav Nevenzal says, the Mishkan. It just shows us how the Mishkan and every detail of the Mishkan had to be done with thought, with prior, you know, discussion and planning. Right? It's the flip. Usually you say Mishkan teaches us about Shabbos. Now we're going the other way. Shabbos teaches us about the Mishkan. HaTorah ba lomar, shekishem shebemeleches ha-Shabbos, ha-machshava hi ha-gorem ha-ikari. Just like by Shabbos, the machshava is the key. Hu adin gam ha-melechas ha-mishkan. So too with the melechas ha-mishkan. Ki ha-Torah rotzeh, shemeleches ha-mishkan tiyeh melechas machshavas. The Torah wants the mishkan to be melechas machshavas. Thought out perfect. You do a mitzvah. You build a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be lishma. Start to finish. The Mishkan is Malachas Machshavas. And that's what he says, maybe towards the bottom. He says, Lani has died, Zeo Pshat Divrei Hashem al Moshe. When Hashem says to Moshe, Binyan Shtei Chovaros HaYirios, right, the two curtains or carpets that went over the Mishkan, the Chibarta HaYirios Yishal Achosa, right, put the Yirios together, Yishal Achosa, one to the other, Vaya Mishkan Echad, and it will be one. Halakol Bardas Yachal Liros, you can see, what do you mean? It's one. You see it's one when you tie it together. Ella shachiber hamalei yetali b'machsheves ha'uma. No, he has to not just think about I'm connecting it physically, but I'm making it one. I'm making it the Mishkan, and therefore this teaches us that machshava and maisa play a central role in our discussions. He then adds, just to mention quickly, we're not going to go through this whole section of it. Maybe that that's his difference also between the words malacha and avoda. And avoda. Avoda is from the word eved, he said. A servant who basically just does physical, he doesn't make any decisions. And eved is oved. That's avoda. Melacha, which is melachas Shabbos. Melacha is from the word melech. Right? The king makes the decisions. If you say a king built a house, the king didn't physically build a house. The king decided to build a house and then hired people to build a house, says Rav Nevenzal. But melech is also connected to the word nimlach. Nimlach means he changed his mind, he decided. Because malacha, which malacha Shabbos is not just avoda, right? It's malacha. Malacha means that kavana plays a major role. And that's what later on he says after they built the Mishkan, it says they did the avoda and Moshe saw all the malacha. Because Moshe saw all the kavanas that went in also. It wasn't just the physical labor, that's avoda, but vaya Moshe is kol ha-malacha. He saw the machshava that went into it also, and Moshe gives it his bracha. Okay, so machshava plays a role, and again, that should be true to any of our avodas Hashem. As much as we could do mitzvahs not by rote, the more we think about it, the more we focus on it, the more we put into it, the more that we can get out of it as well. Okay. Two Chasam Sofer, source 9. Source 9 is quoted in the Torah Das. I couldn't find it in the Chasam Sofer. I'm sure it's there, I just couldn't find it. And there's another one, two different thoughts on the same Pasuk. Or the Pasuk later on in the Parsha, where Moshe Rabbeinu calls out, in the positive sense, Bitzalo. Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk tells us, Lamed Hey, Pasuk Lamed, Va Yomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael Ru'u. Moshe says, "See, Kara Hashem b'shem Betzalel Benuri ben Chur l'mate Yuda." And Hashem called out in name, "Ru'u Kara Hashem b'shem Betzalel Benuri ben Chur l'mate Yuda." What does that mean? Betzalel Kara b'shem. She quotes from the Chasam Sofer here, source number 9. This is a Chasam Sofer that could be used in many contexts. There's a medrash that says every person has three names. Echad mashakarmlo aviv'imo, one that his parents called him, the name that he got at birth. The echad mashakarmlo b'nei adam, and one that people call him. V'echad mashakona ho la'atzmo. And one name that a person earns for himself. Again, it doesn't have to be literally names. We don't have three names. Even if somebody's name is Moshe, and people call him Maishi, and he looks at himself as Mo, that's not what we're talking about here. Right? We're talking about three representative names. There's a name that the parents gave, right? That's the essence that he received from his parents. The essence that is reflected in all of his interactions. And finally, the essence that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and himself. V'chein Betzalel, al yedei shekana shem tov, through his kinyan of a shem tov, zacha sheyaseh melech hasa mishkan. Because of what he did for himself, that name, because of that name, name number three, right, that's how he was, that's why he was zocha. V'tam she'ikar Hashem hu Hashem shekana la'atzmahu. Why is that the ikar Hashem? That he earns for himself, that he connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. Ki misha holech b'derech Hashem, rak machmash lo letzar avosav. There are those that do the right thing only because they don't want to give their parents heartache. And they don't want their parents to be upset at them. The opposite of nachas. Right? So then, yifrok ol atar b'mos avosav. Once the parents aren't there anymore, they'll do whatever they want. The parents are the prevention, and once the prevention is gone, then that there's nothing to stop. Umisha holech b'derech Hashem, yan, chai b'sviva tova, and let's say a person only acts in a certain way because of the environment of the peer pressure, right, related to others. Gamhu, also he, that's not going to be permanent. Efshar sheyazov is darko atova, kashi yisrachi michaburasam. What if he goes to a different neighborhood where the standards aren't as high? Then he could slip down the slope. The elu ain't shnei shemo sheinim ikarim, those aren't the ikar ones. Those aren't eternal. Those aren't really part of me. They're based on external stimuli, that if the stimuli are removed, then the name is removed. Hashem shel aviv v'imo, v'hashem shekarno zo b'nei adam. Aval, Hashem shekarno la'atzmo, al yedei pu'ulos v'maisa. But the name that I got for myself, the name that I earn, that I take pride in, v'al yedei hakaras Hashem, shem ze yakum la'olam. That's forever. But that's not totally, that's not dependent on anything external. That's just me. That's just us. And that is forever because that's who I am. Ze yakum la'olam. V'al ze amar Shlomo, that's what Shlomo Melech says in Koheles, tov shem mishem en tov. Hainu, Hashem shekana la'atzmo. Better is a name mishem en tov. Hashem shekana la'atzmo, the name that a person is kona for himself, right, that's the greatest. V'zeo kavan hazakasim, and that's the pasuk. Re'u kara Hashem, Hashem called the name Bezalel. The number three, Hashem recognized that Bezalel created that name for himself. Kara Hashem, b'shem Bezalel. Hashem calls him that name because that's the name, that's the number three type name. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him to build the Mishkan. One idea from the Chassam Sofer on that passing about the names. But the other thought, source number 10 now, the other thought of the Chassam Sofer is based on the Medrash that Rashi quotes. Magic Mar Brachas, the Brach Mar Brachas Daf Nun Hey. Mar Brachas Daf Nun Hey quotes a machlokas between Moshe and Bezalel. We discussed this machlokas in the past. Amar Shrav Anachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonason. Bezalel al Shem Chachmaso Nikra. Bezalel is called Bezalel based on his wisdom. Shebeshash Amalach Adish Baruch Hu LaMoshe. Lech Emar Lola Bezalel. Asay Li Mishkan Aron Vekelim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Bezalel to go build me the Mishkan. The Aron, and that Mishka means the structure. Aron v'kelim, Moshe flipped it. Halach Moshe v'hafach v'amarlo, Moshe told him, not Mishkan kelim, but kelim Mishkan. Amarlo, I say, Aron v'kelim u'mishkan. Amarlo, Moshe Rabbeinu, so Bezalel said to Moshe, Moshe, really? You want me to do the kelim first and the Mishkan? But that's not the derech ha'olam. Moshe Rabbeinu, minhag shel olam, adam kone bayis, v'yachar kach machlus atocho kelim. You can't buy all of your furniture before you buy your house. What are you going to do with the furniture? Be out on the street? First you got to build the structure, and then, v'yata omar Moshe, kelim v'aron, u'mishkan kelim shani oseh, u'mishkan kelim shani oseh, l'yecha nachnisam. Ella says Bezalel to Moshe, maybe you heard differently, which he really did hear differently. Maybe you heard differently, Moshe. Right? How could he have the audacity to say this? But he was right. El Hashema Kach Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. I say Mishkan Aron VeKelim. Amarlo Moshe says, "Wow, Cain, you were in the shadow of God." Shema Betzel Kel Betzalo Betzel Kel Ayisa. Right? That's the conversation. Right? And many wonder what this, what's the Nekudas Machlokas between Moshe and Bezalel. That Moshe says Kalim first, Bezalel says Mishkan first. And Tosfos, he quotes, asked the Kasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was makdim the Kalim to the Mishkan. Right? Look at Parshas Truma. What do you have first? The Aron and the Menorah. You have the Kalim first there too. So what's the Medrash talking about? So he quotes the Yesh Lomar. Ki Yadua says the Chasam Sofer de Malan Bakodesh Velo Moridin. We know the principle of Malan Bakodesh. Malan Bakodesh Velo Moridin. That's the principle that we know. You go up in Kedusha. Vizel Ba'olam HaTachton says the Chasam Sofer, that's only in this world. In this world you go up and up and up in Kedusha, because you start with the bottom and you go on up and up and up. You start, we put talus on first and then tefillin. Malan Bakodesh. Kedesh Nelech Midarga LaDarga Mala Mala, as we go step by step up and up. Ache Nidbak Atzmenu B'kdusha El Yonah L'mala Ad Ein Sof. Until we get up to infinity. We go up and up and up. Aval HaBihipachu Milamala L'mata. But in Shamayim, when Shamayim comes down to us to bring Kedusha to the world, it's not Malan Bakodesh. It's Yordin Bakodesh, because the up highest level of Kedusha is up there, and you got to bring it down. So you go down. Moridin Bakodesh. Milamala Lamata, the opposite is from up to below. Hishtalshalus HaKedusha, Midarga LaDarga, going, bringing down the Kedusha to this world. Umam Shichin HaKedusha, Ad Olam HaAsiyah. Hazeh, when you want to bring the Kedusha down from the heavens to this world, Shishkin Hasharabi Yisrael, in this Olam HaMaisa, then you have to do the opposite. So, Hine, Iker Kedusha HaMishkon HaIdea Kelem HaNasudim B'socho. What was the highest level? What was the force of the Mishkan? Of course, the Aron, the Kalim, that's the Iker. Ha'aron Shebo Luchos Masi Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bemes Hikdim Kalim. Hashem Ba'alos Magdul Yosef Kadoshim. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, he said, what's the ultimate goal? He said the highest level of Kedusha first. He said the Kalim. V'achar Kach Mishkan. Why? Because what did Hashem, because Hashem's talking about bringing the Kedusha down. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashras Hashchina. That goes, so you start with the higher levels of Kedusha, you go down, 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 Kalim, Kalim, and then the walls, and then the Mishkan. V'achar Kach Mishkan, v'bedimyon ha'shtal shalos b'kedusha chamur l'kedusha kala. U'Moshe amar l'Betzalel, but Moshe says to Betzalel, kasher amar Hashem Yisbarach, and Moshe says, exactly what we said in Shubat Tesaveh. But Betzalel says, hevin kozos, Moshe, you're right, Hashem said that. And that's going from up to down, but you know what we're going to do in the Mishkan? We're going down to up. We're bringing the Kedusha, and we're going up. V'achar Kach Aval, v'al zeh amar le'Betzalel, Betzalel kel ayito v'yadata, ki yadua, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Aval Betzalel hevin kolzo shel melamala lamata, tzorach asiyas ha'mishkan t'chila. Betzalel understood that that's not the way you do it. The way we need to build the Mishkan is from down to up, not up to down. And start with Mishkan, and then go to the Kalim. So what does Hashem Moshe say? Betzel kel, you were in the shadow of God. What do you mean the shadow of God? When there's a shadow, you usually see something in the opposite. Right? You see yourself in the shadow, sometimes upside down. Right? You'll see yourself, and then as you walk, you get closer and closer to you, but the two heads, right? My head and the reflection of my head are close next to each other, but it's like opposite. So that's exactly unbelievable. What does Moshe say to Bezalel? You reflect, you Betzel Kelayita. Hashem said Kela Mishkan, but you knew that meant Mishkan Kelim. You were in the shadow of God. Betzel Kelayita. Tzilo shel davar wa me hefech lehefech. Me adavar atzmo could go an adam. She omed ala aretz. Rosh ala mala. Viraglav ala aretz. Ubedimus hadzel. Hadzel. Nogem ragli gufa v'chulu. That's what Chasam Sofer says. Okay. Two Chasam Sofers. Okay. A couple more thoughts. So the pasuk says, Lamed Hey, Lamed Dalet. Right, Lamed Hey, Lamed Dalet. The next pasuk, a few pasukim right after this pasuk about Betzalel. So Hashem filled him with Ruach Elokim, with Chachma, in order to make all the materials, and then Lamed Dalet, Ulahoros Nasan Belibo. Ulahoros Nasan Belibo. What does Ulahoros mean? Ula Alafa, says Unkelis, to teach. Ulahoros Nasan Belibo. What is that adding? Ulahoros, he gave him all this wisdom, and Ulahoros Nasan Belibo. Tosefes Bracha, source 11. Lo nizba'er inyin hora'azu tiba v'tchunasa. What exactly is meant by this pasuk? Hashem gave Bezalel all these wisdoms, including laharos. Ma'ratza lomar b'zeh b'shivcha. V'yefshel l'farish. He says, based on a remarkable thought in Koheles. The pasuk says, v'yotzer shay Koheles chacham olime das es ha'am. Besides being wise, he taught the people. What does that mean? What's the chiddush? Koheles wasn't only wise, but he taught the people. And what's you read the psukim? Ubi arnu explains the Tosefes Bracha, the Torah Tamima. Mishum deshem am bichlal mora al hamon am hagasim ed yotim. Whenever it says the word am in the Torah, it often means the proletariat, the hamon am, right? The masses. Doesn't mean like the scholars, right? The am, right? What does this pasuk say, right? Right? Or the pasuk in Koheles, we made as ha'am, right? Ktani hamochim k'sari asaka v'yadu min anisayon. Says the Tosefes Bracha, it's known that often geniuses and scholars have a very hard time simplifying and talking to the lower IQ people. And you have highfalutin philosophers that can give a lecture, but they can't make it real for most of us. It's known from experience. Shetkunas teva anashim, it's the nature of people. Ki la adam gadol b'chachma chasha laharos lahasbir. For a great wise person, it's hard to give over and teach. Because he assumes so much is known, he'll say it shorthand, assuming. You have to lower and make it simple for everyone's understanding. And he's not used to that. He can't. And he's used to people understanding him, but he says it shorthand. And therefore it's hard. Skip. And the smarter you are, the higher you are, it's even harder. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Shlomo HaMelech is saying, the Yoser Shaykol is Chacham, even though he was wise, Od Lamad Limeid, he was able to teach. That was his gavus. His gavus wasn't only that he knew, but wasn't only wise, but he was a great transmitter. And he was a great Baal Masora. Right, I've said this in the past on the Gemara in Sukkah, where the Gemara in Sukkah talks about the 80 amazing students of Hillel. Gadol Shebekulan, Yonatan ben Uziel. Katan Shebekulam, Yochanan ben Zakkai. Sukkah Chavches, I think. And the question is asked, and the Gemara goes into what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew. He knew everything. So the question is asked, I think I heard it from Rav Gifter maybe. And that is, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Katan Shebekulam. One second. Who was the Gadol Ador of that generation? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was the one that made all those 9 takanas. But he was the Katan Shebekulan. So how could he have been the Gadol Ador? And the answer is, it's not just about what you know, but it's about how you transmit it. There might have been more that knew more. There might have been others that knew more than Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But he was the best transmitter and relator of the Torah to the generation. And that's what Koheles says. Olimi das zom. And says the Torah Tamima now. Says the Torah Bracha. That's what this pasuk means by Bezalel. Ula horos nasan belibo. Not only did Bezalel know how to do it, but he was able to teach it. Ki achareisha amar mikodem shemile alchemus Bezalel beruach machachma tfuna. He was so wise. Lofia teva. He should be hard for him to be able to relate and to give it over. That's the extra bracha that Hashem gives him. La horos nasan belibo. He was able to give it over in the proper way, as well. Okay. One final thought for the evening. And I think we did this a number of years ago, 12, but then I added on 13 this year. And that is Rabbeinu Bachai at the end of the Parsha notes that sometimes we have a little difficulty, you know, connecting after Sefer Bereishis and the first half of Sefer Shmos, and then you're whacked with 4 Parshias of Mishkan and details, you know, it's not as, connectable, so to speak. Rabbeinu Bachai tells us, more than any other area in halacha, studying and focusing on Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan and the details, you know, that's Ke'ilia did it. It's Ke'ilia did it. Kol Mitzasek Belimud Parshios VeYisa VeYitain Belibo In Yoneim Ke'ilu Hikrav Karban Atzmo. Says Rabbeinu Bachai. Halamata Mizeh Alasipur Befiv Bilvad Scharo Ito Upu'ulaso Lefanav. Just talking about it, just learning about it. Ke'ilu, you brought a karban. You want to bring a karban today? Learn about the karban. The Mishkan. You want to go visit the Beis HaMikdash? You'll learn about the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim has 12 prakim or so as an introduction. He wrote, Asif HaSakeinim is a sefer. The Chavetz Chaim took 4 achronim and edited and published them all on Seder Kachim. So as a hakdama, he wrote 12 prakim about the importance of learning in general, but learning Seder Kachim, getting ready for Mashiach. So this parak you have in front of you, parak hey, bo yuvu'ar, sha'al yipol lev ha'adam. A person's heart shouldn't fall. If you see an area of Torah that's not being learned, it doesn't mean you should run away from it. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't learn what everybody's learning also. But if there's an area of Torah that's not being learned, says the Chafetz Chaim, run, jump, take it. And he quotes the Sefer Chasidim, it's like a mace mitzvah. It's like an unburied corpse. Right? He says that Teva Ha'adam, Shemit Nimshach B'deosa, B'limuda Acharo B'deodam, we're usually influenced by everybody else. Whether it's mitzvahs, whether it's averis, whether it's limud also. What is everybody else learning? I'm going to learn what everybody else is learning. But that's true. It's wonderful to learn what everybody else is learning, but one can't leave over what people aren't learning. You see on the top left, V'yavsha rofa olam tokim atzmam, rach b'inyanam acherim, al yachshov chas v'shalom b'daito. Do not think in your mind, shebishar chalki atorah, shein olam oskim behem, the parts of Torah that people aren't osing in, ein nimsa behem kol kach chachma, there's no chachma there. Chas v'shalom. Chalil ol daber kein. Chas v'shalom, and later on in the column, he quotes the Sefer Chasidim that I just quoted. So we have to do what we need to do. Right? These parshias, or whenever something comes up in Gemara, kadshim taris, we should open up our ears, not close our ears. We have to make sure that we learn all the facets of Torah. And he has another parak, which I didn't give you, where he talks about, and this will be makari of the Geula as well. Because the Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're interested in, we want it, we can't wait for it. And that way we'll be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in ways that we didn't think possible. By the way, we should be zoche, not just to read about the Mishkan, but to be zoche to the binyan abayis. Remember, there's some midrashim that say the Mishkan was never destroyed, right? So the boards are still around. We'll be able to see the Mishkan, right? That's at least the materials. Either way, that's what by the way we should be zoche to. Again, next week by the way there'll be a shir pekudei, and then the following week will be the Haggadah shir. Okay, we'll stop here.